is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro and Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listener's questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigeroux@msn.com. That is bfigeroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Yes, this is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers. Call us right now for a free, no-obligation legal consultation on absolutely any legal issue or concern that you may have. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. And we're going to begin by discussing immigration. We're going to be looking at some basics of immigration. Want to welcome right now Mr. Brian Figaro Esquire, New York's number one immigration attorney, member of AILA, the American Immigration Lawyers Association, practicing immigration law for over two decades. Mr. Figaro, welcome. Good to have you here today. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got the answers. And the question here today is, who can you petition for with a green card?
Yes, Ms. Phillip, and part of being learned counsel and having all those years' experience, one of the areas of law that I decided to practice in and obviously have the firm do some sort of, you know, in-depth analysis, what have you, is immigration law. And, you know, a lot of people come from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, and obviously they are not as sophisticated, as learned as attorney. Sometimes it's just basic issues. Sometimes, unfortunately, people's trying to save money. And when you save money, that might make problems worse. Some of us come here with the belief, unfortunately, from days of slavery, that the smartest a person that they could unfortunately represent them is obviously a nun or a nun person of color, so to speak. So we have even prejudices against ourselves. But what we have to do when we come here, and obviously we need legal advice, we need to have people that are qualified, people that belong to various associations. So, for example, being a member of AILA, the American Immigration Lawyers Association, shows the seriousness of the attorney practicing immigration law. Whether it's bankruptcy, American Bankruptcy Institute, or the American Trial Lawyers Association. So you want to understand the attorney's resume. Additionally, quite a few attorneys like our office give free consultations. And with those free consultations, you could actually get more than one attorney that you go to get advice on your legal matter and compare the advice that you get. one of the most common areas that we have problems in, as Ms. Phillip started off today's program, is who can I petition for with a green card? And who can you petition for? You could actually petition for your spouse outside the U.S. or inside the U.S. The spouse inside the U.S. would not get a work permit until you become a U.S. citizen. The spouse outside the U.S. could get an approval before you become a U.S. citizen. You could also petition for your children, unmarried children. A lot of times people come to the office, they say, can you assist me with my citizenship because I want a petition for my children. And when I say to them, you know, ma'am, sir, you could have petitioned for your child 5 years ago when you got that green card. And their mouth open because now they lose another 5 years because as a U.S. citizen petitioning for that child, it takes almost the same time. So you lost 5 years of waiting time. As soon as you get that green card in the mail and you have children that are unmarried, you could petition for them. You put those petitions in immediately. So you don't have to be a U.S. citizen as a parent to petition for that child that is unmarried. Also, obviously, what people ask, which is a family immigration category, is can I petition for my brother or sister? No, you cannot until you are a U.S. citizen. So you must be a U.S. citizen to petition for your brother, your sister, or your parents. If your children are married, you have to be a U.S. citizen to petition for those children. And hopefully you guys listen to, obviously, the radio all the time, or you may be watching it on TV, CNN, or whoever, Fox, whatever, and you see that there's an attitude by the President of the United States, KKK, Russian Trump, where he wants to change immigration law. He wants to stop family petitions. He wants to stop brother-sister petitions. He wants to stop the green card lottery. And my million-dollar question to you, my listenership, is, well, why haven't you placed that petition for your brother, your sister, your parent, or your married children? Are you waiting until the law states that you cannot, and then you come to the office? So there are things that we need to act upon immediately. One issue that is sometimes raised by the clients is, well, you know, my brother says he really want to come here, or my married child says she doesn't really want to come here, no. Well, people change their minds because brother-sister petitions is 12 years. Petitions for married children, it takes about 8 years or more. They could always decide when those petitions, where the priority dates are current, they could decide, look, I changed my mind. But if the children are married or single, their derivative beneficiary, their children overseas there, can benefit from that parent petition. And that's another area. Who's a derivative beneficiary? So those children of the parents that you, the kids that you petition for, they benefit also. And the mother and father may not want to come here and stay, but how about those kids? They could come here to stay. And not only that, they'd be able to go to college here and they could stay by you, the auntie, the uncle, or whoever. Now, if you are married to a U.S. citizen, that person that you married to, you could only, as the petitioner, petition for those children of the spouse if at the time of the marriage they are 17 years or younger. That's the immediate relative category. I've seen, legal practitioners make the mistake and they treat those children of that father, biological father, as if they are derivative beneficiaries and they are not. You have to have separate petitions. So if you come to the office and you say, well, look, I'm getting married to Tommy and or Janice, whatever, and they have children. And the age of those children is 10, 12, and 18. Well, since you're getting married after the child's 18th birthday, that older child, the stepmother or stepfather cannot petition for those children, but the step-parent could petition for all children 17 years or younger, and those are separate petitions. That's not derivative beneficiaries. You have to file separate petitions. So you have to do an I-130 for the father, I-130 for his two stepchildren. And the one that is 18 and older, when the father receives his green card, he should then petition for that child, as long as that child is single, immediately. So these are some of the basics that we should understand. This is a lot of, there's a lot of mistakes out there. People listening to friends or relatives, when in fact they should be listening to our program, Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, as Ms. Phillip would say, and we got answers. And what we want to do is to represent you properly so that your family could get here as soon as possible. So unlike KKK, Russia, and Trump, we love family-based immigration because I love to see my Trinis, my Jamaicans, my Nigerians, my Latinos come to this country and legalize and be part of, you know, America, so to speak. And this is what was done in the past. So whether it be the Irish, the Italians, everyone who came before us, so to speak, when they filed their petitions, they brought their family. When we file our petitions, we bring our families. The difference between the two families is obviously color. C-O-L-O-R, not C-O-L-O-U-R. Because now we're in America. And being in America, not only do we spell words differently because some of us are part of the English system as opposed to the American English system, we have to understand that the political leadership in this country, especially the Republicans, and we don't want to discount some of those Democrats, they do not want us in this country. Not because we don't contribute to America, but it is because of what we look like, what we sound like. You know, when I came to this country, it took me a very long time to get a good curry roti close to Brooklyn College. You understand? I had to endure them Guyanese curry roti. And I love my Trini roti, Miss Phillip. You understand? And, you know, I'm a, you know, so I think Trinis make a better curry. Well, Jamaicans make a good curry too. So, yes, those are the cultural backgrounds that we have. Things that we're proud of and should always remain proud of. So, if you are documented, undocumented out there, welcome to America. Figure and Associates, Ask the Lawyer. We are your friends. Ms. Phillip?
That's right, and we are your friends. We are here for you. We can help you, but the only way we can do that is if you pick up the phone and you call us right now and you take advantage of this opportunity for a free, no-obligation legal consultation. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Immigration law is complex, it's dynamic, it's always changing. You need to get the right information, and most importantly, you need to get the right attorney to make that right decision for yourself and your family. The ball is in your court right now. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call us right now, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Mr. Figaro?
Yes, Ms. Phillip. And, you know, as an attorney, obviously, I experience a lot of issues, different reactions by people that are under pressure, in fear of the President of the United States, KKK, Russia, and Trump, and people come to the office in tears. They come to the office in fear. They believe and should believe that this gentleman here is not seeking their best interest, whether it be the wall he talks about on the border, whether it be the illegal bans that he wanted to place on Muslims, whether it be his indifference to DACA. Those are people who came to this country as children, and he refused to help those children by canceling the DACA program. Fortunately for us, there's a legal system where we could challenge him, but obviously not always successful. He's a president that wants to end TPS for Haitians. Haitian Americans, people who are here from Haiti, whether it be the earthquake, whether it be the hurricanes, whether it be a system where the French and the Americans plundered Haiti of all its resources, even though they were assisted by Haiti, especially obviously America against the French. And, you know, it's all because we are people of color. And people of color, your trustworthiness for people who sung like Trump, talk like Trump, look like Trump, you are naive. Because in America, they don't care about you. We look at their track record. We're not guessing. We look at New York State law. They have not funded the New York State Dream Act. New York City has the most segregated public school system in the country. New York City is not giving to immigrants what they should. Just lip service. New York State should have a driver's license for undocumented people. And all of these issues, all of these problems that we have in New York State is Democrats. They have to get their act together, whether it be with Trump as president or with President Barack Obama as president. New York State never funded their Dream Act. New York City has the most segregated public school system in the country. So whether it be the teachers union doing nothing, whether it be your city council representatives doing nothing, whether it be your state senators or your state assembly people doing nothing, whether it be the governor of New York State doing nothing, whether it be the lieutenant governor in New York State doing nothing, to trust is to bus, and to bus is like hell. No trust, no bus, no hell. We cannot trust these people. To trust is to bus, and to bus is like hell. No trust, no bus, no hell. So get yourself an experienced attorney. Talk about your legal issues. You need to legalize. Ms. Phillip?
That's right. Do not procrastinate. Do not hesitate. Do not take matters into your own hands. Do not become a victim of immigration fraud. Take advantage of this free, no obligation legal consultation. 855-768-8845. 855-768-8845. The lawyer you hire does make a difference. The law firm of Figure & Associates provides professional legal advice on the immigration consequences of contact with criminal and family courts. We represent immigrants and their loved ones on the path to legalization. We provide representation in immigration removal proceedings, spousal and Stokes interviews, VAWA, juvenile and religious petitions. We offer individualized advice for visiting relatives, entertainers, business and investor visas. If you are an immigrant or the loved one of an immigrant in need of assistance, please call 855-768-8845 for a free legal consultation. That's 855-768-8845. If you need free assistance with your citizenship application, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Please be ready to provide information on immigration, criminal court and family court history at your free consultation or for our free citizenship assistance program. You can also visit our website at www.figaro.com to schedule an appointment. Again, that's www.figaro.com.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, ask the lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.